No one is defending the musical talents of the Electras, either. In 1961, seven guys at St. Paul's Prep School in New Hampshire formed a rock band. Good thing the bass guitar player, young John Carey, turned out to have other talents. To be fair, Carey was better known as an athlete and debater. Piano player Jack Radcliffe, now a Brockton, Massachusetts newspaper editor, says the band also met some extracurricular needs.
At St. Paul's, one did not have access to two important things. One was cars and the other was girls. So we named ourselves the Electras. It was a model of Buick. And the girls, well, hey, that's what every rock and roll band is formed for, I think.
The Electras played tea dances, debutante parties, and the school prom. The group eventually cut an album and sold about 500 copies.
If you're listening to it for a polished studio album, it's not. But if you're looking for a recreation of exactly what a really hot dance band would have sounded like in 1962, the album works on all levels.
Eric Lindgren runs Arf Arf Records in Massachusetts, which specializes in 60s garage rock. He found the Electra's album at a yard sale 25 years ago.
It's spirited, it's fun, it's wild. For anybody that's into The Ventures or Link Wray or Duane Eddy, I mean, this is the holy grail. This thing rocks.
Last September, Lindgren attended a Carey fundraiser, waved the album cover, and caught the senator's eye.
And he lunged towards me, grabbed the album, with this huge smile on his face. And he just kept saying, "Where did you find this? This must be a collector's item." He was pointing, going, "That's me on bass guitar, that's me."
Lindgren believes he paid a quarter for his album. This week, one sold on eBay for more than $2,500. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edmonds.
I'm gonna take three, we're gonna have a fun vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called in my congressman and he said, quote, "I'd like to help your son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues."